Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Uh-oh, the star phone ringing. Jessica, we got on the star phone, yo.
We have the newest couple to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Miss Shamari and Mr. Ronnie DeVoe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the deal?
Good morning.
How y'all doing out there in ATL?
Actually, we're up in New York City right now.
Making that happen up here.
Okay. All right. Y'all are the newest cast members of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. How has that experience been for you all so far?
It's definitely a different experience. Every week I get a chance to myself outside of myself. It's like having a little out-of-body experience. But it's been really well because we're able to just share our story and let the world know about who we are as a couple, as parents, and as entrepreneurs.
Now, I have a question for Ronnie. Ronnie, being that, because we've seen clips, we've seen the Twitter beefs, we've seen this, as the husband, how do you hold yourself back from cussing somebody out or not going to want to jump on somebody?
He light skin.
It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing sometimes because you definitely see some of the comments or you may even hear about it from family members or friends, and they want to jump in more than they want to jump in at certain times. And it can be hurtful, it can be challenging, and all of the above. But at the end of the day, like, how can you address everybody that has something to say? So to me, I just feel like, yo, I'm gonna mute everybody ultimately, because there's an end goal for us. Like, we feel like, let's be transparent, let's be honest, and let's inspire other married couples. We feel like we're marriage ambassadors, and no marriage is the same ultimately. They're like fingerprints. Everybody has their different set of challenges and various things that they're gonna go through, but ultimately stick and stay together, you know, remain committed through it all. And there's ultimate blessings at the end of the day. We have our two amazing boys because me and Shamari were able to work through the storm in our life. And not to say that we're ever going to, you know, go through things like that again, but we have a firmer foundation right now so that we can work through some of those things.
Well, speaking of being married, a lot of married couples say no to reality TV. What made you two say yes to reality TV and say, yeah, we're going to go do this, and we're going to actually put our story on television outside of what you just said of inspiring other married couples? What made you say yeah to reality TV? Because a lot of couples say no.
Right. They talk about the curse of reality TV, how people are, you know, divorcing over it and everything. But at the end of the day, we've gone through so many things. And if you let reality TV ruin your marriage, then you were never meant to be married in the first place. And the reason why we're just so vocal about, you know, some people aren't going to like the fact that I'm so transparent. Other people will like the fact that I am transparent, and those are the people that I'm trying to help, because for those people, it opens the door to awareness and enlightenment. And what we are, who we are, we're marriage ambassadors, and we're not perfect. We're not saying we're the perfect couple, but we are a couple that represents love, forgiveness, compassion, and we are here to help other people that may be going through the same situation or different situations that can relate to it, so that they know they can keep fighting. And at the end of the day, the blessing will come. So, you know, I'm very real and authentic, and that's the only way I know how to be.
Ronnie DeVoe and Shamari DeVoe on the line with us, the newest members of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And both of you all come.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
from legendary groups. Ronnie, you being in New Edition. Shamari, you being in Black. You all have your people that really, really love you all. And you all have your fair share of haters now that are coming out ever since you all have joined this show. Do you all think that you have been accurately depicted on The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
For me, for the most part, we're definitely not in the editing room, so we don't know how every episode is going to come out. Last week, as a matter of fact, they showed us that one of our counseling sessions with Martez and Wadrina Layton, who were definitely instrumental in allowing us to find a happy place in our relationship. And there were some things that were said at that session that we thought were going to come out in the episode that didn't. But ultimately, I would say that everything is okay. They're not really showing us in the light that we feel disrespected about or anything. And for us, we felt like prayer was definitely helpful and instrumental in our decision-making process. We sat down with each other, and we asked God to open the door, ultimately, if it was for us. And if not, shut this down, excuse my friend. And he opened the door for us, so we feel like we're prepared for everything that comes at us.
Now, Ronnie, you can't cuss when you talk about Jesus.
I know. God said.
No, but
Ronnie serves the same God that I serve.
God, God is real. God knows the flaws and everything. You know?
Amen,
you're
brother.
You're a work
Amen.
In progress, ain't it? We all are.
He is not through me yet.
But, Shamari, now, I want to get to the juice. Now, you and Marlo, y'all going at it.
She's going at it, Shamari.
On Twitter. Like, what did this come from the when you were on the episode of What Happens Now, or the show with Andy?
Yes, it's Watch What Happens Live with Andy. And, you know, the caller called in and asked, who's the most shadiest? And, you know, Marlo has been very shady towards me throughout this season, from, you know, just my fashion, and then the call of my mom, a B-I-T-C-H, and just like, enough is enough already. So, you know, if you ready for war, let's go, baby.
Why do you think that she comes at you like that?
I mean, I think it's because she wants what I have. Like, she wants to be married. She wants children. She wants a peach. You know, like, I have all of those things that she wants, and she's been on the episode for 6 seasons, and she still don't have one. And really, outside of, you know, her being quote-unquote so fashionable, we really don't even know too much about Marlo and who she is as a person. I feel like, you know, she's just very insecure and very empty inside, and she uses labels to cover up, you know, her insecurity, you know, so... it is what it is. But look, I'm not the one to come with. I got my boxing gloves on. You ready?
So you're saying you want Marlo want to be the type to have somebody smack it up, flip it, and rub it down.
Oh, no!
Hey, listen, yo, we the kings of that one. We already got that coming.
Can't trust a big button to smile. All right. Thank you, Ronnie DeVoe.
Miss Shamari DeVoe, thank you so much for hanging out with the Madhouse this morning. And next time y'all are in the Carolinas, y'all come to the Madhouse, okay?
To the studio.
Right, yeah. For sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.